Bobby Manning here. Welcome to a practice edition of the Garden Report. Eventful day here at practice so far. We talked to Marcus Smart about his ankle injury. Update available over on Celtics All Access. We just did a video on that. Celtics practicing right now. We just talked to Joe Mazzulla before practice got started earlier this morning, who was at dinner last night when he received word he will coach Team Giannis at the All-Star game. Not sure who he's going to coach yet. They're going to pick those teams before the game gets started. But overall, he's not worried about that. He's not concerned about who he's going to coach or, you know, what the selection process is going to be. Really not even that concerned about being selected head coach in the game. Said he had something more important going on last night. And Marcus Smart, when we spoke to him, called BS on that. He said Joe has his own way of kind of toning down his reactions to certain things like this. So Mazzulla did credit his staff and the team and the players as well as an achievement for them. Just didn't care all that much about being named head coach himself. It's certainly a huge accomplishment anyway for a coach who got thrown into this role right before the season got started. Smart mentioned that as well here, that it hasn't been easy on Mazzulla this year, the position he's been put into, and they've obviously shot out to a league-best record so far this season and distanced themselves last night enough from the 76ers and Bucks to already be named head coach of this team. So in anybody else's terms, an amazing accomplishment here for Mazzulla. Practice eventful as well here today. Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Pierce, of course, who we interviewed over at the Greatest Bar. You should go check that out on CLNS Media, Celtics All Access. Great conversation with him. Still in the city here at practice today as it continues as we speak right now. Garnett went over to the Globes. Gary Washburn, who, of course, covered him during his time here, put him in kind of a chokehold. Gary more shocked than anyone to see KG and Pierce here, both of them getting filmed, I'd assume, for their Showtime podcast that they host. And it will be great to see them taking in practice whenever that airs. A really cool sight here, seeing both of them show up, pop out of that door just to my right here with sunglasses. And, of course, the team as well continuing to progress toward the All-Star break. Jason Tatum going to be playing in this All-Star game. You have to think Jaylen Brown will be named a reserve as well. Tatum's minutes, one thing I brought up with Mazzulla here today. Mazzulla, of course, saying before the Lakers game, don't go in overtime. Great way to scale down your minutes. Said the same thing here today because, of course, Celtics and Lakers did go into overtime. 38 minutes per game for Tatum this month. Mazzulla asked again about the minutes. Said that, you know, Tatum and the team as a whole have learned to, you know, try to extend and get the most out of his energy into a playoff series, much like the NBA Finals, where, you know, Brad Stevens and others said that Tatum wore down. Tatum actually did talk about feeling exhausted, tired after that Lakers game. So you have to wonder whether there'll be another management game coming up or even just a more defined plan to limit those minutes, because he's been playing three quarters at a time when you look back at the Warriors and Lakers game. Obviously, different circumstances in those games, more playoff feel implications on those nights, and there'll be other nights like the Orlandos and Indianas of the world coming up where they probably can scale those back a little bit. But Tatum's minutes have gone up each month. The shooting going down, especially on pull-up jumpers for him. And, of course, he's managing the left wrist injury as well. So we'll have to see where Mazzulla and the staff find pockets for him to rest a little bit, because right now they need him on the floor, it looks like, to compete. You just have to wonder, with Jaylen Brown available, how they could stave off with Tatum off the floor and try to take advantage of Brown's skills and set him up in positions to succeed with those second units. Not to mention Malcolm Brogdon, who's been managed this season as well, Al Horford, guys like that. You have to consider a minutes load, I would think, with everybody across the board in terms of getting them to the playoffs healthy. But Tatum right now, a rock that they can lean on. He's always been someone who wants to play those extra minutes and can sustain through them, stays healthy for the most part. So the plan right now is just to ride that, and we'll see how that works out for Tatum and these Celtics as they continue tomorrow against the Nets. We'll have coverage here starting at shoot-around from both Brooklyn and Boston sides. And of course, you can check out all the reaction, not only from practice here today, but from the game tomorrow on CLNS Media. Subscribe to Celtics All Access for more coverage. Some interesting comments from Peyton Pritchard, not only to me, but to the Point Forward podcast he appeared on. Did a segment on that last night. And of course, all our coverage is brought to you by HelloFresh. HelloFresh.com/grind21 is going to get you 21 free meals, as well as free shipping when you head over there. Athletic Greens, athleticgreens.com/grind is going to get you 5 free travel packs, as well as a year's supply of immune-boosting vitamin D. And Rocket Money, rocketmoney.com/garden is going to get you their app, which could potentially save you hundreds on unused subscriptions. For CLNS Media, here at the Auerbach Center, finishing up a day of practice coverage, I'm Bobby Manning. We'll see you tomorrow back here.
Check out Screen Time, movies, streaming, and everything in between with us, Gary Tanguay and Drew Yotta.
We watch what you watch, so watch us wherever you get your podcasts, or you can subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yeah, and we're pretty easy on the eye.
Yeah, no, we're not.
Think for yourself. Screen Time, movies, streaming, and everything in between.